standing by. Former Lion, great on the offensive line, now part of the Lions radio network. He was given a bonus, a holiday bonus in his check for having to do the broadcast at Carolina and on Thanksgiving Day against Houston. Lomas Brown. Lomas is like, damn, I got some extra money having to sit through that. Wow, how
that
you doing?
Been nice. It would have been nice. I would have took it, believe me, huge.
You know, our lives, you as a former player and still part of the Detroit community and on the Lions radio network, and me as a lifelong Lions fan, we've been there so close. You know, the game in Washington, the NFC Championship game after drubbing the Cowboys at the Silver Dome, you've been knocking on the door, final game of the year. If you just would beat Green Bay, I'm talking Stafford, you get to the playoffs. You know, the Cowboys game where they really played well and they got robbed. They played well even in that Saints playoff game on that Saturday night. And you look at this team, for all their issues, for the injuries, for Quinn and Patricia and the right moves and the wrong moves, if they just win those last two games over the last 9 days, they are sitting at 6-5, playing a Bears team in disarray as the seventh seed in the NFC playoff bracket. Amazing.
Yeah, and I think that might be the biggest indictment on Coach Patricia and Bob Quinn, is that you're right. For being in a position to where you could take advantage of it, salvage a year that's been an unthinkable year so far, and to put yourself in a position to have a shot at the playoffs and to completely fall flat. I think it was more so the way they lost those last two games. I mean, they got outscored 66-25, by the two of the worst teams in the league. So, you know, when that happens like that, that to ownership and to a lot of people, a lot of fans, a lot of people that watch the game, that tells you that the players, they really didn't come ready to play and they really didn't compete. And when that happens, you have to look at who's running the team or who's leading the team. And it really became obvious. It was just really, really obvious after those last two games that something had to happen.
It was obvious from game one.
True.
Seriously, with Patricia. And I look at Quinn, and there's only a couple things that really point to why he was shown the door. One, his allegiance to Matt Patricia, that he didn't see what we all see, that he had to hear from agents and players about what was going on, that he allowed guys like Slay, even though he got pushed around a little bit by Metcalf last night, he's still a great cover guy, or Diggs, and you saw him with an interception for the Seahawks last night, that they just ran off some good talent. You know, Golden Tate, anybody who had a voice, they would run off. And I think that was the beginning of the end for Patricia, and because Quinn stood by Patricia, he was tied to him, and in the end, they're both shown the door.
Yeah, I could see that. You're right. I could really see that. I just think the biggest thing to me is that they have to have somebody huge that's vested. They got to be vested. And what I mean by that, because Sheila Hamp Ford has already said that, you know, they can't run from their past. The Lions can't run from the past. So whoever comes in here has to almost embrace the past, but it has to be vested. And I just don't know, you know, maybe it's possible finding people from outside. You could do that. But they, whatever the Lions do, Sheila Hamp Ford and them, they have to make sure that stress to whoever they bring in here, that they have to live this. They got to live these last 60 years. They got, you know, that it's part of them. It's part of their DNA. They may not have had nothing to do with it, but if you accept this job, it's part of your DNA, and it has to get changed. And, you know, it has to be a person like that, Hughes. That's the first thing that I would think that has to have, that person would have to have that type of character or that type of attribute for me to hire them.
That's why an experienced GM, somebody who has been a GM, like Dimitrioff with the Falcons or Smith with the Texans, and he stepped down before it hit the fan in Houston. He really put together that team, and he had family medical issues and stepped away. They need the experienced GM who has helped build a winner. I really don't care about the backside of what they did, but somebody who took a team and then took them to the playoffs on a consistent basis.
Yeah, and of course, Huge, it's all about bringing in your support personnel too, your scouting. Because believe me, you have to question even some of the scouting that's been done place with us. Some of the players that they put in front of that we've recruited, that we brought in here, that we signed as free agents. I mean, even some of the scouting of these players. A lot of these players, if you think about it, these players are system players. They're players that are just, you know, just made for that New England system. I don't know if they can survive in any other system. I just don't know if they can do that. So you got to break down the whole organization when you start talking about the Lions, what has to happen and what is going to happen with them.
It is amazing. Since Quinn and Patricia were let go, relieved of their duties on Saturday, you haven't had one current or former player or anybody connected to the Lions say anything good about Patricia or Quinn.
That's sad. That's an indictment, too. It really is, and it's going to hurt them, you know, beyond the Lions. I mean, look at Matt Millen. You know, what he did here and the legacy that he left. And, you know, when you step on a player's toes the way that what happened with Coach Patricia and some of the players, and I guess with Bob and some of these players here, you know, that reverberates around the league. And guys hear about this. And believe me, man, when you start talking about other jobs and, you know, that's going to come up. So I don't know what the personality clash was. I don't know why it was such a personality clash. All I know is that these 3 years, or these little less than 3 years, they haven't been lying years. They haven't been good years at all.
Logan, I mean, Lomas, take me back to when you first heard that things weren't going well, without divulging players or anybody. When was the first buzz you heard that there was a disconnect either between Patrician players or Quinn and players? How long ago?
Probably was last year. You know, think about what happened last year. When you think about Quandre Diggs gone, you know, then Darius Slay. You know what I'm saying? Basically 1 foot out the door, you know, because of Quandre being gone. And you just look at some of the other things. When you had all that leadership gone like that, especially off the defensive side of the ball, you know it was going to be a problem, especially as strong as a personality as those guys were. They were well respected in that locker room, and you just can't do that. You just can't come in and you can't take away the chemistry. You know, you just can't do that. Even though you may not like what some of the stuff that these guys say, you know what I'm saying? But if they're productive guys, if these guys have been in the league and they've been productive guys and they're good citizens, then they should have been here. They should have been here. They should have been taken care of. And that was something that became evident that wasn't going to happen under Coach Patricia and under Bob Quinn.
His name is Lomas Brown. Now, I have a Logan Lamarandier who talks Lions, and there's Lomas and Logan. Lomas Brown, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, offensive lineman to ever wear a Lions uni, also part of the Lions Radio Network with Dan Miller, joining us on the DraftKings guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. So is there a GM out there? Is there on that list of available coaches, is there the right fit from being around this team the last couple of years, doing the broadcast, being a former player? Do you see the right man to run the organization on the football side and the right head coach out there?
Wow, that's just a great question. I mean, you know, for me, I just think it has to be the right person. To me, he's going to have to come in with his right principles. You know, Huge. I was fortunate to play for Coach Gruden in 2002. Coach Tomlin was on that coaching staff. Raheem Davis, Raheem Morris was under that, who was the interim coach at Atlanta. He was on that coaching staff. You know, Rod Marinelli was on that coaching staff. The one thing about all those guys is character, is the character. And that's what resonates with guys. That's what resonates with men in that locker room, is the character of the man that's leading you. Because as you know, organizations question the character of the players that they bring in, where us as players, we question the character of the coaches that they bring in. So to me, that's the number one thing that you have to have, because you have to show these guys that, look, this is going to be a bumpy road. This is going to be a long process. This isn't going to be a smooth process that we're getting ready to take on. But if we're men of high character and we hold each other to the standard, then we're going to get through this, through the highs and the lows, because we know it's going to be probably more lows than highs. So we're going to have to go through it. But the character of us men is going to stay through those times, Huge. And I just think that's the type of leader you're going to have to bring in, not only from a coaching standpoint, but I also think from a GM standpoint, because he needs to have the respect of the people around the league. So that's just my little take on it. And hopefully the Lions do the right thing. I just hope this time around it's the right thing.
Matt Stafford, last week, going into the holiday matchup with the Texans, we talked about the $59 million in the restructured contract he did earlier this year. So you would think, Stafford, there wouldn't be any doubt about him being a Lion next year, but in the Zoom presser with Bevel and everything on Monday, he, you know, and even Sheila Ford Hamp talked about it's up to the next GM and head coach. So there doesn't seem to be this ringing endorsement that, hey, the new GM and the new head coach will have this $30 million quarterback. That kind of surprises me.
Well, it doesn't me, because she says she want to be different, right? She said that in her presser too. I'm talking about the first one that she did when she was introduced to the team as the owner. She says she wanted to blaze her own trail. She wants to do her own thing. She's going to do differently than what's been done in the past. And, you know, as you know, in the past, that's what's been done. So she's doing it differently. So, Hugh, it doesn't shock me. You know, it doesn't shock me that she came out and said that the head coach is going to be his decision on what he wants to do, or, you know, with Matthew Stafford. So I'm not shocked by that. And guys in that locker room, they shouldn't be shocked by that. Because what I was saying before coaching them got fired is that if a coach and a GM get fired, guess who else get fired? Players get fired. That's just how it works. They, you know, nobody goes unscathed, believe me. You know, it may not happen this year. It may not, you know, it may not happen next year. But again, but believe me, nobody goes unscathed when you've had as years that we've had here under Coach Patricia. You know, yeah, it's only so much that the coach and the GM can do. They don't tackle. They don't catch touchdown passes. They don't throw it. There's only so much they can do. They put the personnel out there. They're supposed to put you in the best position to win. But this, the rest of it is up to the players to go out there and make sure it gets accomplished.
That's why I said yesterday when we were talking about Stafford and his comments that maybe in New Orleans, you know, Drew Brees with the multiple broken ribs, his time could be done and he'll move on to a job he already has secured as an analyst with NBC. You know, there aren't a ton of NFL teams looking for QBs, depending on what Jacksonville does. There's going to be so many new GMs and so many new head coaches that the way the Lions can get out from the salary cap hit would be to trade Stafford. His 2020 cap hit would be $22.6 million. So, you know, we'll see. I was really surprised about how vague they were, and I think that was a subtle message to Stafford at the age of 32 that, hey, man, we're paying you a lot of money. It's all not on you, but you haven't blossomed into the top-shelf quarterback that we need to move this franchise forward.
Well, Hughes, this is a young man's game. It really, look at Tom Brady. It's a young man's game. I played till I was 39. Believe me, it's a young man's game. So, you know, again, the Lions have to start looking for the future and have to start looking at the future of the organization. And that's what happens. I mean, every one of us went through this. Every one of us went through this. You know, so it's just something that happens, something that you have to go through, and that's what's going on with the Lions. That's what's going on with Matthew Stafford right now. So they're going to have to just make this decision on what they feel is best for the team and the organization.
And we'll see. You know, the Chargers moved on and went with a young guy, and he ended up in Indy. We watch, you know, Breeze when he left San Diego. I mean, it's not new that if – because I guess it will be the GM based on Stafford, and before I let you go, Lomas, that the new GM, the new staff, the new front office, the head coach, his staff will all look at Stafford and say, okay, here's our team, here's Stafford. How far away are we from really being a playoff team, right? And does Stafford – is he part of that next 2 years, correct?
Yeah, right. That's what he's going to have to do. You're exactly right about what you're saying. And, you know, again, he's going to reevaluate not just only Matthew. It's this whole team is going to have to be reevaluated, even the direction that he goes in. But the thing for me, Huge, is I want to see how the team responds to Coach Bevel. That's what I want to see. I know this is the gauntlet of their schedule. I know this is the roughest part of the schedule right now. But my thing is I want to see how the team is going to respond to Coach Belville effort-wise. I want to see how the effort is going to be, how if they're going to clean up these mistakes. I just want to see who, you know, it'll help me determine a lot of who this was on just by what comes out of these next five games under Coach Darrell Belville.
Yeah, it all will come down, you know, and I'm not a salary capologist, but with Stafford and what they do, and, you know, if we go back to the start of this conversation, I talked that they are wins at the time. Both teams were 3-7 in Carolina and Houston, and they'd be in control of a playoff spot right now, yeah, going to play the Bears this weekend, and that would be that meaningful game in December that Sheila Ford Hamp and the Ford family talked about a year ago. So are they that far away? And I know why you're curious with Bevel, that if you watch these guys all of a sudden play better and respond with enthusiasm, then it was a true sign that they may have laid down against Carolina and Houston just not playing for Patricia or Quinn. I mean, that really could be a likely scenario.
You're right. I'm telling you, Hughes, that's why I'm so curious about these last five games. I don't get on bad teams, you know, so I know. So I just want to see what's going to happen, how these guys are going to respond, you know, and stuff. And it will. It'll let you know a lot about not only what went on with the organization, but definitely what is going to go on with the organization in the future. It'll definitely let us know a lot of things. So that's why I'm so curious to find out about this.
Lomas, through your playing days, have you been on a team where you guys lost it and you just couldn't play with any passion for a coach?
Huge. I can honestly say probably in 99 when I was with the Cleveland Browns, and that was just a bad situation. It kind of almost reminded me about what happened here. In 99, the Cleveland Browns came back as an expansion team. That's the biggest difference. But I think with our coach, who was Chris Palmer, he was under Bill Parcells. And he tried to come in as Bill Parcells. I remember, man, at training camp, we put on pads the first day of training camp, and we didn't take pads off to the last game of the season. He just beat us and beat us and beat us, and, you know, it wasn't good. We won two games his first year. Of course, then he let me go. He felt that I was part of the problem. Because I was too much of a locker room warrior, because I'm telling the guys, hey, man, this is not the real NFL that you're going through. I've been on teams, and this is what you do to a team if you want to be a good team in this league. But, of course, like I said, I was too much of a locker room lawyer. And then he won three games his second year, and Cleveland fired him. Of course, I went on to the Giants and, you know, was able to go to a Super Bowl that next year. But it kind of just reminded me of this kind of this scenario, especially with some of the things that happened to a couple of players on the team. It just kind of reminded me of my year with the Cleveland Browns in 99, just being under Chris Palmer, who was a new coach. That was his first time. He had been a coordinator, had never been a head coach. And like I say, he came in and he was headstrong. He brought veterans on the team, but he didn't want to listen to the veteran. And I think that was one of his biggest downfalls.
Well said. Thank you, Lomas, for the honesty. We'll hear you on the Lions broadcast this weekend against the Bears, and we'll stay in touch as they search for a replacement, or replacements, plural, for Quinn and Patricia.
Absolutely huge. Anytime, my good man.
Thank you, Lomas Brown, former Lion, on the DraftKings guest line. How about that, a coach, Chris Palmer, who came in and tried to be Bill Parcells, just like Patricia came in, tried to be Bill Belichick, like Josh McDaniels went to Denver and tried to be Bill Belichick. When he paused, I said, okay, he's going to give me something really good, or I can't really, that's for the locker room. Thank you, Lomas.